Caduceus pitch catch. The pitch catch feature of the caduceus is an anatomical function that facilitates the movement of both the yin and the yang conduits as they each cross the core at the top of the human energy structure and at the bottom. The caduceus runs the entire length of the core sheath. Both conduits run up and down the sheath, and the crossing points of the conduits support all 13 of the chakras that cross the core. So the front of the caduceus supports the front of the chakras. The rear of the caduceus supports the rear of the chakras. This fascinating anatomy inspires a quantum leap from the front side of the core sheath to the rear. The yin arising leaps to yin descending at the top, and then at the bottom, yin descending leaps to yin ascending. The yang descends from above at the front, boom, and leaps to yang ascending at the rear of the core, reuniting again for the leap at the top to descend down the front again. These are both closed circuits, but the quantum leap can be slowed or become unstable when the caduceus is suffering from some form of imbalance, either yin or yang or both. When one of the stabilizing caduceus energies, both or either yin or yang, is lacking or reduced in flow, the pitch catch becomes wobbly and unreliable. In this case, the client would be feeling unsure about their own subtle self, about the might of their own soul and their spirit, and the ability they have to make a difference in the world. They might begin to doubt their own gender identity, become distrustful of either yin or yang aspects of their own inner self. They know something is wrong and questioning their inner strength and ability to do even the most basic tasks. This issue can be the root of what gives the appearance of a serious psychological problem. It can look like a severe anxiety disorder. And it's not that they don't exist. It's just that this issue suddenly appears and can mimic a longer standing neuropsychological condition. So this happens as a reaction to other serious issues in the human energy structure, such as a large karmic wound, a template wound, or a very dominant life pattern. But also it can occur when the bones of light are compromised as a system. When several things are happening at once, such as a constricted framework, obscuration at the edge, clogged receptor sites, or diffused, misplaced, misshapen substructure, disconnected guide wires, or witnessing chambers not functioning correctly, one or all of the pitch catch of the caduceus can be affected by these multiple bones of light issues. But the root cause of pitch catch failure is actually the lack of quantum resonance. Fortunately, the vertical wheels of the elimination system and their quantum resonance tubes are right next to the caduceus, with some actually sharing the location of the core sheath. The QR is so strong, it radiates across to the pitch catch and influences the circuit's ability to make the leap through the core. A yin-yang balance is critical to support the core at the center of the HES. Each closed circuit must be clean running and balanced. When one is suffering from excess or limitation, the pitch catch can cease to operate optimally. Anything less than perfect function of this delicate balance is potentially catastrophic to the structure and must be resolved immediately. This closed circuit imbalance can be caused by a variety of traumas and issues, but the pitch catch is strictly a reactive situation in response to the imbalance of the circuit. It isn't so much how as it is, what can I do immediately? Correcting the QRs allows resolution. The need for this piece will become obvious during the correcting of a yin and yang caduceus imbalance. Caduceus pitch catch resolution. Apply the edge practice, determine the need for caduceus pitch catch resolution, and ask for permission. If the caduceus circuits require balancing, do this before continuing. To accomplish this, do the procedure correcting the yin and yang caduceus imbalance. Determining which pitch catch feature is malfunctioning is necessary, because if any of them are, they all are. Determine what percentage of effectiveness the pitch catch is holding, and this is to set a baseline. Now, stimulate the quantum resonance production in the elimination system by calling on the energy quantum resonance and ask the client to move their arms to stimulate the vertical wheels. So this looks like a swimming motion. Amp up QR to encourage it to migrate to the caduceus. This is called a fever. Monitor while it reaches a fever and influences the pitch catch. It's then called fever pitch catch. Continue swinging the arms as long as you bring in the QR and check to see if the pitch catch is at 100%. Then bring in harmonizing the elimination system and harmonizing the bones of life. Both are needed. Integration, blending, witnessing, stabilization, integration, and blending. This is a profoundly impactful moment, and the client will have been working toward this for a long time, whether they know it or not.